Tomorrow we will be at the feast. It will be different from normal life and routine. There are things we need to consider so that the feast will be successful and beneficial. Thank you. I hope that's good, Jin. The best, right? Thank you. Yes. Because the feast is different from normal life, and in some ways maybe a lot busier than our regular life, we have to re-establish habits that will enable us to cope. Firstly, it's critical to pay attention to health. Avoid late night parties, naming no names, and excess drinking, eating and drinking. Too many times I've seen people at the feast get sick and end up missing services. That's been a very common experience over the last 50 years. If you eat, you would do well to get some form of exercise. Doing more than just sitting all day. The resort is big enough to go for a good walk, and hopefully, finally, the swimming pool might even be open so that those who are so inclined can go swimming. It's important to organize your time. It's impossible to do everything. So avoid that stress. The top priority is hearing God's word. The example of the Bereans is here for us to follow. Acts 17, verse 10 to 11. Acts 17, verse 10 to 11. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Be prepared for the services. Number three, be prepared for the services. At the feast, we will have the equivalent of about 3 months' Sabbath services. Why not go to Staples and get a cheap notebook and pens? I think they're offering them at the moment at the beginning of the school year. They're being sold for less than a dollar. Be prepared to take notes. This is the opportunity to get a spiritual boost before the dark days of winter set in. Why bother taking notes? Writing notes helps the memory, and rereading notes helps the memory even more. Taking notes is an antidote to forgetting. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be shamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So in the winter, when it's raining and cold and snowing, you can sit there and study your notes and remember the feast and be encouraged. Be prepared to meet people with all sorts of views. Number four, there will be people there from all walks of life, and I understand there will be some there from other churches as well. There will be people there with all sorts of views, some that you might think are a bit crazy. Be patient and tolerant, and don't try to impose your views on other people. Proverbs. Proverbs 12 verse 23. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. There's another proverb that says, most people will think you wise till you open your mouth. Or something like that. Proverbs 17 verse 27. He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Ah, that's right. Verse 28. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace, when he shuts his lips. He is considered perceptive. So remember that. Remember, we will all be judged by what we say and do. Romans 14. Verse 1. Don't be in a rush to judge people. Let them talk and consider the matter. Romans 14 verse 1. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. And over in verse 10 to 12. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Remember that when you talk to people. Having said that, don't hold back on talking to people. Take courage in your hands and try to strengthen and encourage those who are alone or discouraged. You will meet people like Sydney who's here from Nova Scotia, whose only contact with brethren is at the feasts. I met another man last year from Northern Ontario, and his only contact was at the feast. So it's important to talk to people and to try and encourage them where you can. Choose activities you can enjoy. Remember, we go to the feasts not only to fear the eternal, but also to enjoy hearing God's word and being with brethren. Back in Deuteronomy 12, it talks about the feast. Deuteronomy 12, verse 7. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all of you, in all to which you have put your hands, you and your household, in which the Lord your God has blessed you. We are commanded to rejoice. And in Deuteronomy 14 verse 26, and you shall spend that money for whatsoever your heart desires, for oxen or sheep or wine or similar drink, for whatsoever your heart desires. You shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice. It's God's command to rejoice, to enjoy the feast. This is an opportunity to enjoy good food and drink with family and friends. God offers us considerable freedom, but always bear this in mind when you're enjoying yourself. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. This is our whole life. fear, reverence, and respect God and His laws, because we are judged by God. But He wants us to do well and enjoy what is good and right and benefit from His feast. So enjoy yourself.